بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم باب الورع وترك الشبهات الحمد لله this is the 68th chapter of Riyad al-Salihin. Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi explains the chapter on wara. Wara actually means more than just piety. It is leaving out something which is mubah, permissible. You leave out something which is permissible for you to do, having fear that by indulging in this permissible act, it could lead to something which is impermissible and haram. So generally it is translated as piety, but the actual meaning of wara' is when a person indulges in something which is permissible in Sharia for him, but by doing this action, it could eventually lead in something that may be not permissible. Therefore the person abstains from that which is permissible also. So wara' is even abstaining from something which is permissible out of fear that the person could then indulge in something which is unlawful. And therefore, watarki shubuhat, abstaining from those things which are doubtful. Shubuhat refers to doubtful things. قال الله تعالى وتحسبونه هينا وهو عند الله عظيم. Allah Ta'ala says, you think that the matter is trivial. Sometimes a person does something and he thinks it is something insignificant, it is something light. It is petty, it's not something big, but in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is something very, very serious. It is grave. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى إِنَّ رَبَّكَ لَبِالْمِرْصَادِ Allah ta'ala says, surely Allah, your sustainer, is ever vigilant. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watchful. Allah is watching every action of ours. وَعَنِ النُّعْمَانِ بِبَشِيرٍ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمَا قَالَ سَمِعْتُ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ يَقُولُ إن الحلال بين وإن الحرام بين وبينهما مشتبهات لا يعلمهن كثير من الناس. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned that verily halal, that which is lawful, is clear. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned all those things which are halal for us, which is lawful for us. And in al-harama bayyinun, Allah ta'ala has made those things which are haram for us very clear. For example, the consuming of pork, drinking alcohol, all those things are haram. They are quite clear. There is no doubt in that. However, Rasulullah says, between the two, وَبَيْنَهُمَا, between that which is clear-cut halal and clear-cut haram, there are those things which are doubtful, dubious. لَا يَعْلَمُهُنَّ كَثِيرٌ مِنَ النَّاسِ, which most people have no knowledge of. And obviously, you got to go to the person who has knowledge of these things, and then he will tell you, oh, this is something that you should abstain from. This is not permissible. Or it is permissible. So for مَنِ اتَّقَ الشُّبُهَاتِ, Rasulullah gives us an advice. What do we do in that circumstance? We are not sure whether it is, when there are grey areas. What do we do? فَمَنِ اتَّقَ الشُّبُهَاتِ, that person who refrains from doubtful things, اِسْتَبْرَأَ لِدِينِهِ وَعِرْضِهِ, he will be protecting his deen and his honor. So by you staying away from anything which is doubtful, you'll be protecting your deen and your honor. وَمَنْ وَقَعَ فِي الشُّبُهَاتِ وَقَعَ فِي الْحَرَامِ, and that person who indulges and gets involved in doubtful things, eventually he is bound to fall and get involved in haram. And the beautiful example Rasulullah gives, كَالرَّاعِي يَرْعَى حَوْلَ الْحِمَى يُوشِكُ أَنْ يَرْتَعَ فِيهِ. We picture a farm and person has got his animals which are grazing on the farm. But in the middle of the farm, there is a special preserved area. There is a sanctuary, as we say. كَالرَّاعِي يَرْعَى حَوْلَ الْحِمَى. In Arabic, Hima is referring to this demarcated area which is absolutely protected. Nobody is permitted to enter that particular area. So it's demarcated for the king. Only he can graze his sheep there. Any person who comes near and who comes into this area, obviously he'll be now penalized, he'll be punished. So if you picture this, there's a farm, you are allowed to graze your animals on this farm, but you are not allowed to take your animals onto the sanctuary. So كَالرَّاعِي يَرْعَى حَوْلَ الْحِمَى, but this shepherd, he takes his animals and he grazes them right near the part which is a sanctuary, which is only meant for the king to take his animals to graze. يُوشِكُ أَن يَرْتَعَ فِيهِ. Soon he is bound to graze his flock right into the sanctuary. أَلَا وَإِنَّ لِكُلِّ مَلِكٍ حِمَنْ. Rasulullah says, listen very carefully. Every king has a private sanctuary. It is secluded for him. It is reserved for him. Nobody else can enter that place. Allah wa inna himallahi maharimuhu. Verily, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's sanctuary are those things that Allah has made prohibited for you. Therefore, if you are going to go right near that boundary, you will fall into those things which Allah has made haram upon you. So Rasulullah SAW is advising us to graze your animals in that area, that section which is absolutely permissible for you. You've got no problem in that. Al-halal is bayyin. Halal is permissible. It is clear. Whatever is clear, you could indulge in that. Don't go towards dubious and doubtful things because you're bound to fall into haram. Like the shepherd, he's taking the sheep and going right close to the sanctuary of the king. He's highly possible. He's bound to take the animals now and go into that area which was demarcated only for the king. And now he'll be in serious problems. Therefore, in the same way, in the same light, Shariat has given you permission to do those things which are halal. They are quite clear. You've got no doubt in indulging those things. Don't move towards dubious things because then you're bound to go into haram. Allah wa inna himallahi maharimu. Then Rasulullah says, Allah wa inna fil jasadi mudghatan. Idha saluhat saluhal jasadu kulluh. Wa idha fasadat fasadal jasadu kulluh. Allah wa hiya al-qalb. The very famous part of the hadith, that for verily that a body, every body has a piece of flesh. And if this piece of flesh becomes correct, it becomes sound, then the entire body becomes sound. But if this piece of flesh becomes corrupted, the entire body will become corrupted, and that is the heart. Therefore, it is important for us to make sure this heart of ours is pure, it is clean, it is purified. We must have no malice in our heart, no enmity in our heart, no pride. And therefore, every single day, we are required to wash away the evils and the spiritual maladies of our heart by tawbah, istighfar, dhikrullah, and pondering and begging Allah for a qalbi sareem, a pure, sound heart. Those things which are dubious will again cause taints in our heart. It will cause our heart to become blackened, and dark spots will appear. And a person now is going to go slowly, he'll move away from that which is clear-cut halal, and he will move towards haram. Therefore, Rasulullah SAW emphasizes this point, that every single body has got a piece of flesh, and it is our duty that we should make tazkiyah of our hearts, purification of our soul, and ensure that our heart is not filthy. So many times we are doing amal salihah, good deeds, we're making our salat, we're doing tahajjud and our ishraq and chash and giving charity and going for hajj and umrah. But our hearts have got malice, we've got hasad, we've got jealousy for others. And we are there to put the next person, Muslim, to dishonor him, to hurt her. And therefore, it is imperative that we should clean our hearts. If the heart is clean, the entire body will become sound. The eyes will see that which is right. The hands will touch that which is right. The legs will move towards that which is correct. But if the heart is filthy, then eventually what's going to happen? We're going to be destroying the rest of our body. Our deeds won't become right. Allah Ta'ala does not want that from us. And therefore again, the khulasa and the gist of today's hadith is we should stay away from dubious matters, those things which are grey areas. That which is halal is clear cut, indulge in that, is no problem. That which is haram, refrain from that totally, and those things which are dubious, also refrain from that. There'll only be honor for ourselves and for our deen. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.